Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject: to patiently waiting for my man to settle down. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm seeking advice, but I know what you are going to tell me. I have a man in my life that I've been with for 3 years. I say that I've been with him because he has not been with me. Well, not the whole time. I have seen him out with other women a few times while we were supposed to be dating. I also made sure he saw me. And then I go home and wait for him to call or come by and lie to me about what I saw. It bothered me at first, but I'm used to it now. At first, I messed up and told my friends and family how his actions hurt me. Big mistake. I'm a lot wiser now, and I act like things are going great in my relationship, so they don't judge me. They can't stand my man because of me. My sister-in-law works with a woman that he was seeing around Christmas time. The lady bought him a TV for Christmas, and he gave it to me for my bedroom. I wanted to thank the lady for her contribution. I like to take lemons and make lemonade. I have told my friends and family that nothing they tell me will ever make me hate my man. I don't condone his cheating, but the way he makes it up to me makes all of the agony worthwhile. I am sure this is where you start judging me. But when I weigh the pros and cons, I am winning. I have access to one of his accounts, and he spends all of his money on me. My sister-in-law even confirmed that he doesn't spend any money on the lady that bought us the TV. I don't want to start over with a new man only to find out that he cheats too. Eventually, my boyfriend will get tired of running around, and I'll be here waiting. Is it a foolproof plan, or am I wasting my time? Foolproof plan? No. Wasting your time? Yes. But I gotta ask you, why are you writing Steve and I? You know you're not gonna listen to anything we tell you. Your folks have already tried that. Your friends have tried that to tell you about him. You didn't listen to them because you don't want our advice. You just want us to tell you you're right and that, yes, he will eventually settle down with you and only you one day. That seems to be how you've worked it out in your head anyway. And this man is trash because he has no respect for you or your relationship. This is sad. And I know deep down you really don't want a man who cheats, but you've convinced yourself that this is the best you can do. In other words, it's better to have a man that cheats than no man at all. You cannot really believe that. I mean, so what? He gave you a TV and has given you access to his bank account. He still cheats on you, and he's been doing it for years. How is this okay in your mind? Because of the money? You said this is agony, and I know this has to be agony for you. He's never going to stop cheating on you because he knows you're never going to leave him. He has no incentive to stop because he knows you'll always take him back. And this has been going on for 3 years now. You say you're winning. You're not winning. You are losing to a loser. Steve?
Lady, Shirley said something really smart. Shirley said, I don't know why you wrote us because you're not going to listen to anything we say because you just told us that... your family can't tell you nothing about him that would make you leave him. So I don't know what you think we're going to do, but I'm going to tell you something from the male perspective. I'm going to give you this letter from the male perspective. Let me see how you feel after you hear this. You say, I'm seeking advice, but I know what you're going to tell me. That means that you already know what's best, but you've somehow ignored it. I have a man in my life that I've been with for 3 years. I say that I've been with him because he's not been with me. Okay, cool. Then you don't have a man. You don't have a man. If you're going to allow me to do what I want to do, whenever I want to do it, I can get away with it. There are no consequences. You're not my woman. You're this piece I'm dealing with that I can run over. You're a doormat to me. And I can come in here, wipe my feet off on you, and scoot up under the table whenever I want to. I've seen him out with other women a few times while we were supposed to be dating. You've seen him out with women, plural, a few times while y'all was dating. You saw it for yourself. Didn't nobody come and tell you. So you saw it for yourself. Always made sure he saw me, and then I go home and wait for him to call or come by and lie to me about what I saw. Well, that's brilliant. Oh, man, what a great way to spend an evening. What a great way to be in a relationship with a person. If I'm out as a man with another woman and we're supposed to be dating and you make sure I see you and then you go home and wait to see what I'm going to say, I ain't got to say nothing. Yeah, you saw me. What's up? At first, I messed up and told my friends and family how his actions hurt me. Big mistake. I'm a lot wiser now, and I act like things are going great in my relationship so they can't judge me. Did you hear what you just said? You did a total contradiction. You used to tell your friends how he hurt you. That was a big mistake because now they judge you. So now you act like things are going great in your relationship just so they won't judge you. And you won't have to hear how big a fool you are. They can't stand my man because of me. You ought not be able to stand him. You the one. I don't know how you can't stand him either.
Anyway. Right. Hang on, Steve. Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, patiently waiting for my man to settle down. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is patiently waiting for my man to settle down.
Here's a woman who has a plan that is so far gone, it's never going to happen. Patiently waiting on my man to settle down. You've been with a man for 3 years. You've caught him out cheating on you several times with other women. You've seen it for yourself. You made sure he saw you, and then your plan was to go back home and wait home to call or come over and lie to you about what you saw. You said it bothered me at first, but I'm used to it now. Wow. So how have you conditioned yourself to be subpar? So what you've done is you've gotten used to the fact and conditioned yourself that I'm not number one. I'm not worthy of being respected and treated right. And I'm okay with that. Lady, you need to feel better about yourself. Because it's obvious you don't feel that way about yourself, and so he ain't gonna treat you that way. Then you said first you messed up. You told your friends and family how his actions hurt you. Big mistake. I'm a lot wiser now, and I act like things are going great in my relationship. That's not wiser. That doesn't make you wiser. You're more conditioned to accept bad behavior. You're more conditioned to allow this man to treat you any kind of way he wants to. You allow him to use you as a doormat. Things are going so they can't stand my man because of me. No, lady, they can't stand your man because of how he treats you. And you told them that. So they hate him for you. Because you're too stupid to hate him yourself. Because you have degraded yourself down to some second, third class citizen that's not worthy to be treated like a woman and a lady. My sister-in-law works with a woman that he was seeing around Christmas time. The lady bought him a TV for Christmas, and he gave it to me from my bedroom. I wanted to thank the lady for her contribution. Okay, so what else is wrong with you? This woman gave your man a TV for Christmas. He thought enough of you. Well, wow, now I ain't got to buy her nothing. I'm going to re-gift her a TV that my other chick gave me. So that was your Christmas gift. I wanted to call her and thank the lady for her contribution. Wow. Where are you in all of this, ma'am? Where is the real you? Because this is not even funny to me. This is really sad. If you were my daughter, girl, we're not doing this right here. Because I'm telling you right now, you don't have. I like to take lemons and make lemonade. But your lemonade ain't good, though.
No.
You don't even know how to take lemonade. Your lemons is rotten. Mm-hmm. See, you're taking rotten lemons and you're making lemonade with rotten lemons. That's what you're doing. I have told my friends and family that nothing they can tell me would ever make me hate my man. So, well, I don't know what you want me and Shirley to do, like she said. I don't condone his cheating, but the way he makes it up to me makes all the agony worthwhile. There is no making up for agony to me. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, he's sleeping with you that good. Well, you have this temporary moment of ecstasy, and it justifies him doing what he wanted to. That's going to get old, lady. I am sure this is where you start judging me. I'm not judging me. There's something wrong with you. I have access, but when I weigh the pros and cons, I'm winning. No, you're not. You're losing in every aspect. He's winning, but you're losing. I have access to one of his accounts, and he spends all of his money on me. You know the account that you have access to? That has very little in it. My sister-in-law even confirmed that he didn't spend any money on the lady that bought us the TV. I don't want to start over with a new man. You don't have a man. You ain't starting over. You ain't got one in the beginning. He's not your man, only to find out that he cheats. What difference do it make? The one you got cheating. Eventually, my boyfriend will get tired of running around, and I'll be here waiting. Is it a foolproof plan, or am I wasting my time? Let me explain something to you. Eventually, your boyfriend will get tired of running around. But when he settled down, it's not going to be with you.
No.
Very seldom do the other chick win. And right now, you the other chick. He has no intentions of settling down anytime soon. Because everything he does with you has no consequences. He can get busted with other women. He can give you a TV that another lady gave him. He ain't got to buy you nothing for Christmas. He gets no consequences. You done decided there's nothing anybody can tell you about him. And then all the agony he sends you through, he makes it up to you, and it's all worthwhile. You have got to stop being ignorant. And start thinking more of yourself than him, because he thinks plenty of himself and very little of you. You ladies need to stop this.
Yeah. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.